Proclamation number 4927 of 8th of July, 1950. Feeble-minded people. Obsession. You will all be shown the path that leads to eternal life. And thus no one will be able to say that he has remained uninstructed. It is just that the instructions can take place in many different ways. But it is often incomprehensible to you how souls mature whose bearer is of weak intellect, who have no right judgment and lack the ability to differentiate between bad and good. People whose spirit is confused and who therefore cannot be called to account. These souls also have to fulfill their mission. They often don't need the earthly course itself in order to mature. Instead, they are merely a means to an end for their fellow human beings who have to take part in their fate and to whom such people are assigned for testing on this earth. The actual inhabitant of the body mostly withdraws while the body is occupied by immature beings which are not admitted to embodiment but want to express themselves, thus unlawfully influence a body to speak and act according to their will. Since these beings are immature, the people ruled by them are also without any intelligence and therefore inaccessible to rational ideas. Such a person's path of suffering is certainly credited to the soul inhabiting them, but the immature being derives no advantage from its wrongful embodiment. Nevertheless, such a process is permitted by me because fellow human beings can test themselves on such an unhappy person, because they can practice love, patience, gentleness and mercy to a high degree and thus mature themselves spiritually, while the quietly withdrawn soul seeks and also finds spiritual contact with kindred souls who are granted the same privilege of inhabiting an earthly body without being allowed to carry out the actual function for this body but thereby ascend in their development. 8th of the 7th, 1950. It is a process of the expression of will during the earthly change which nevertheless signifies a submission to my will, for the soul staying in the body is already without resistance against me at the start of its embodiment as a human being. Immature forces make use of this voluntary relinquishment of will and thus join the soul, in a sense determining the human being's actions and speech which, however, lacks reason and therefore could not be spoken by a normally thinking and feeling being. Yet they're human beings, which my will also allowed to shape, which also possess my love, even if this is little recognizable to their fellow human beings. They are human beings who appear unhappy to fellow human beings and are meagerly thought of by me but who take this path as a means of purification for their fellow human beings and are also called to account in a different way. Yet they must complete their earthly path of life, and it may not be prematurely interrupted on the part of human beings. For it is a human life which was awakened by my will and whose purpose you fellow human beings do not know. They should be given love and mercy and also active help where it is needed. Through heartfelt prayer the forces which have embodied themselves in them can also be banished or changed, yet I must always be called upon because I alone know what these beings lack and need. And I am also the Lord over the immature spiritual substances which oppress them. Amen.